Hello everyone, this is Queenie. You're listening to me on my podcast, Life in Hyderabad. Hope you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for giving your love to my podcast. I read all your messages and emails, and I'm very happy to know that this podcast is inspiring you and bringing change in your thoughts. So today, I'm going to talk about transgenders and the troubles they are facing in our society. They run away from their families, away from their homes, leaving everything and everyone behind so that they can wear a sari, which in turn lands them into poverty and vulnerable situations. Most of them don't get recognition by society and they don't have proper life. They sacrificed everything to wear a sari, but it has changed their social status forever. We all think that we are civilized and we accept everyone with open hands. Then why are transgenders not staying as our neighbors in our communities and doing well-paid jobs in every sector we have? Why do we always keep them away from us? Why do we remember them only when there is function at our homes? Why do we remember them as people who come to collect money every month? Why as people only who can sing and dance? Why not we remember them as respectable citizens? People always call them as hijras and kinnas. But they too have names just like us. We can call them with their names instead of reminding them every minute about their fate and making their life miserable. Even if a transgender is raped, it is not considered as serious offense, and the punishment towards the accused is not severe. I question why. They too have their respect, they too have a choice, they have freedom to wear what they want. Then why do we always differentiate them from others? God has made everyone equal. We breathe the same air, we see the same sunrise every day, and we share the same world. Yet, there are many unspoken and unwritten rules in our minds, which is bridging gap between us. Not everyone is born like that. It is while growing up, few males reject their birth identity and prefer to be identified as women. But the parents abandon them always, seeing them wear lipstick, saris, bangles like other girls, thinking that it brings shame to their families. A world can be a better place for them only when they are supported by their families, only when the society accepts them. Acceptance is the only way where we can change their lives. Most of the people think about the society first and about their children later. Many things have changed in our country and in our world, but it is our thought process which has not changed since centuries. Our superstitious beliefs and orthodox thoughts have drawn boundaries between us and them. Instead of keeping them away, we can help them. We can help them study, work, and lead a good life. If we give them admissions in schools and colleges, if we give them jobs and good positions in companies and houses on rent, then their lives will definitely change and they'll not suffer anymore. This change can only happen when we give respect to our children, accepting them as they are, irrespective of gender and irrespective of their appearance. Then the whole world will accept them. God has created every one of us, but it is us who are leaving our own people. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. Hope this helps you. I'm so happy that you heard me today. It encourages me more. Don't forget to share this podcast link with your friends and family. It can help someone. You can follow my blog at www.yalangiqueenie.blogspot.com. You can mail me at yalangiqueenie@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me on my Twitter and Insta handles at yalangiqueeny. See you guys on next episode.